Well, really, it's eye-popping stuff. This is the worst civil disturbance to have hit Greece in years, perhaps decades. We've had disaffected youth running rampage in Athens, in Greece's northern capital, Thessaloniki, in its western port city, Patras, and on Hania in Crete, down in the south. And, you know, Greece has been gripped by scenes of burning buildings, burning cars, stone hurling at youth, and the riot police actually standing back. It erupted when news spread that a teenage boy had been shot dead by a policeman in the downtown Athens area of Exarchia late on Saturday night. And that was used as the excuse, or immediately sparked, prompted these protests in Athens, and they spread, as I said, very quickly across the country. They come against a backdrop of growing discontent, economic frustration, joblessness, you name it.
What's happened to the police involved in the shooting?
The two policemen most closely associated with the shooting of this Greek teenager have been summarily discharged by the Greek Public Interior Ministry. They will have to report before a Greek court in the coming days. The Greek Interior Minister has said that they will be given exemplary punishment because, quote, in a Western democracy, no one should lose his or her life, and this is inexcusable that this young boy should have been killed in this way. The police are saying that they fired warning shots, but eyewitnesses at the time are saying that they saw the police fire at this boy at point-blank range and that he died very shortly afterwards.
In the district of Athens where the youth was killed, there have been tensions in the past between the police and left-wing groups.
That's absolutely correct. The district is known as Exarchia. It's a very gritty district, although it's an up-and-coming area of sort of live jazz bars and restaurants, etc. But it's also long been patronised and frequented by drug addicts and anarchists who are really nihilists and extreme left-wingers. And very often there are tensions in Exarchia between these groups and between all of these groups together and security forces.